That's all we need, the federal government telling Detroit how to make cars or Wells Fargo how to run a bank. You want to make them look like the post office? You mean the place that takes a note that's in my hand in L.A. on Monday and gives it to my sister in New Jersey on Wednesday for 44 cents? Let me be the first to say, I would be thrilled if America's healthcare system was anywhere near as functional as the post office. Truth is, recent years have made me much more wary of government stepping aside and letting unregulated private enterprise run things it plainly is too greedy to trust with, like Wall Street, like rebuilding Iraq, like the way Republicans always frame the healthcare debate by saying, healthcare decisions should be made by doctors and patients, not government bureaucrats. Leaving out the fact that health decisions aren't made by doctors, patients, or bureaucrats, they're made by insurance companies, which are a lot like hospital gowns. Chances are your ass isn't covered. John Hancock Block. New rule, you can't bum-rush the president for autographs after he just lectured you for an hour about how you have to grow up. Have some dignity, for Christ's sake. He's your co-worker, not Hannah Montana. If you are this crazy about him now, what are you going to do if he turns the country around? Ask him to sign your tit? Judge DeLito. New rule, stop asking the Supreme Court to rule on stuff they don't understand. Last week it was email, now it's violent video games. What are they going to take up next, whether you can follow someone on Twitter who's defriended you on Facebook? Sexting? These justices are so old, Judge Kennedy's idea of cybersex is tapping out who's your daddy in Morse code. Juggernaut. New rule, meteorologists must come up with a new size for hail besides golf ball, baseball, and grapefruit. I want to hear the weatherman say, this week in Norman, Oklahoma, they got hail the size of Katy Perry's tits. Deployvay, March 27, 2009. New rule, forget about bringing the troops home from Iraq. We need to get the troops home from World War II. Can anybody tell me why, in 2009, we still have more than 50,000 troops in Germany and 30,000 in Japan? At some point, these people are going to have to learn to rape themselves. Our soldiers have been in Germany so long they now wear shorts with black socks. You know that crazy soldier hiding in the cave on Iwo Jima who doesn't know the war is over? That's us. Bush and Cheney used to love to keep Americans all sphinctered up on the notion that terrorists might follow us home. But actually, we're the people who go to your home and then never leave. Here's the facts. The Republic of America has over 500,000 military personnel deployed on over 700 bases with troops in 150 countries. We're like McDonald's with tanks, including 37 European countries, because you never know when Portugal might invade Euro Disney. And this doesn't even count our secret torture prisons, which are all over the place, but you never really see them until someone brings you there, kind of like IHOP. Of course, Americans would never stand for this in reverse. We can barely stand letting Mexicans in to do the landscaping. Can you imagine if there were 20,000 armed Guatemalans on a base in San Bernardino right now? Lou Dobbs would become a suicide bomber. And why? How did this country get stuck with an empire? I'm not saying we're Rome. Rome had good infrastructure. But we are an empire, and the reason is because once America lands in a country, there is no exit strategy. We're like cellulite, herpes, and Irish relatives. We are not going anywhere. We love you long time. K. Kegger, please. New rule, no more studies warning us about how college students are binge drinking. What are the kind of drinking do you think 20-year-olds are doing? Wine tasting? Of course they're binge drinking. Hell, with this job market waiting for them, just be happy they're not breaking into your house and stealing your prescription drugs. Keystroke. New rule, if you are tweeting more than 10 times a day, you need to take up a more productive hobby, like masturbating. Look at it this way, it's slightly better exercise, and you'll be giving pleasure to the exact same number of people. KFU. New rule, Kentucky Fried Chicken can call their roadkill whatever they want. I'm still not eating out of a bucket. This week for the fourth time, KFC is introducing grilled chicken. I'm sorry, but you're missing the whole reason my mouth is not watering. The problem isn't the word fried. It's the word Kentucky. Kid Ration. New rule, crap peddlers must stick to selling crap. Burger King has made their kids' meals healthier, and not just by removing the toy from China. The new healthier kids' meal includes broiled chicken, organic applesauce, and low-fat milk. You also get a moist towelette for quick cleanup after your kid freaks out and dumps the whole thing in your car. Kitty litter. New rule, if you want to bring your baby into the public swimming pool, I get to follow you home and piss in his bathwater. Star Trek, April 3rd, 2009. New rule, human beings are such slobs, from now on, pigs must declare us the other white meat. Do you know that right now there's so much discarded trash in outer space that three times last month the International Space Station was almost hit by some useless hunk of floating metal? Not unlike the International Space Station itself. Really, you've got to give the human race credit. Only humans could visit an infinite void and leave it cluttered. Not only have we screwed up our own planet, somehow we've also managed to use up all the space in space. History shows over and over again that if the citizens of Earth put their minds to it, they can destroy anything. It doesn't matter how remote or pristine, together, yes, we can fuck it up. The age of space exploration is only 50 years old, and we already have managed to turn the final frontier into the New Jersey Meadowlands. You know what's up there? Old satellites, spent rocket boosters, Neil Armstrong's golf club, that canister with Gene Roddenberry's ashes, empty Tang jars, discarded astronaut diapers, over 100,000 items. My favorite being a NASA space glove, which in 1965 was lost by astronaut Ed White. I can't tell you why he had his glove off, except to say that in space, it can get very lonely. The reason this is so worrisome is something called the Kessler syndrome, wherein the more debris there is flying around, the more collisions occur, which exponentially expands the amount of debris, making it impossible to keep satellites up there. Pretty soon we lose the cell phone networks, and then we face a world where teenagers are forced to send each other pictures of their genitals by mail. Of course, the other seemingly limitless expanse we've endangered lately is the ocean, which we are killing. Why? Because the Bible says God gave us dominion over the earth, which is taken to mean that God was saying, "This is your rental car, taketh and beateth the shit out of it, for who careth, it is a rental." Did you know that there is now floating in the Pacific Ocean a 3.5 million ton island of shit made up of all the indestructible crap we toss away? The stuff that will never break down, like styrofoam and old Clorox bottles. And it is twice the size of Texas. That's right, the Pacific Ocean now contains more white trash than Texas. Kill the Empire. New rule, Americans have to stop saying we don't have an exit strategy in Libya. Please, look at Japan, Germany, Korea, Kuwait, Iraq, Afghanistan. We're still in all those places, but we're not in Vietnam or Somalia. So clearly we do have an exit strategy. It's called losing. Kill the ocean. New rule, stop asking why the killer whale killed the lady. Why do you think? He was denied tenure? Killer whales kill, hence the name, killer whales. And guys, before you get any ideas, stay away from the blowfish. Kim Jong-il. New rule, let's end the debate over whether North Korea has weapons that constitute a direct threat. If you don't think Korea has access to dangerous, toxic chemicals, you've obviously never been to a strip mall nail salon. Kitty porn. New rule, if you want to send me a link, you must take the extra 5 seconds to tell me what it is. How do I know I'm going to see some adorable kittens at play or a piece of truly disgusting fetish porn that will be burned into my brain for the rest of my life? I need that info because really, at this point, I've seen plenty of kittens. Kvetch of the day. New rule, Israel has to stop being mad at Obama because he won't plan a visit. We're your ally, not your grandchildren. Calm down and give it a rest, or you'll get Biden again. Senior Moment, May 15th, 2009. New rule, stop making college students sit through commencement speeches. You've just gone years in debt for a worthless diploma. Now here's your reward, 20 minutes of motivational bullshit from Coach Bobby Knight. I firmly believe if college students wanted to hear more drivel they're never going to use again, They could go to class. So I would tell the class of 2009 exactly what they have to look forward to, working at Starbucks. I'm joking, of course. Starbucks isn't hiring. Here's the speech I would give. Graduates, faculty, alumni, and guests, I am truly honored to speak at your university, mostly because it's a great place to score cheap weed. I've been asked by your dean to keep it brief, and by your feminist studies club to keep it humorless. So, class of 2009, as you go out in the world, here is my message for you. Give up. You're about to enter the worst job market since Adam and Eve hired the very first employee, a Mexican, to tend their garden. On top of that, you went through the American educational system. You wrote "Hi, Mom" on your cap and you spelled "Hi" wrong. And if all that wasn't enough, you are the first generation to inherit an environment that's probably already toast. But hey, maybe you can make a few bucks smearing sunscreen on old people. Just remember, there's more to life than work. Maybe now's the time to appreciate the little things. A flower, a sunset, a shopping cart full of cans. So I say to you as you embark on your new adult life, take a moment to look back and honor your parents. Because they're the ones who paid for your education, they're the ones who stood by you the whole time, and they're the ones who you'll be moving back in with in the fall. So look at them. Look at your parents right now. Or, more likely, your dad and his new wife, who's your age, and your mom and her new boyfriend, who she met on MySpace. And after the ceremony, I want you to take them aside and say something very important to them. This is your fault! Who do you think it was who tanked the economy and spent all the money and melted the planet and let the schools rot? Yes, it was us, but at least I hope we taught you that in life, there really is no such thing as failure. Because if there were, we wouldn't be seeing Dick Cheney on TV every day. In closing, remember above all that no matter where life takes you, you will always have something deep inside of you of great value. Plasma. L. Left, right, and venter. June 19th, 2009. New rule, he's your president, not your boyfriend. Last week I criticized President Obama for not fighting corporate influence enough, and it made some liberals very angry. My phone rang off the hook, my email filled up, and Nancy Pelosi got so mad her face moved. Look, I like Obama too. I'm just saying, let's not make it a religion. And as far as you folks on the right who think we are somehow now in league, we're not in league. I was criticizing Obama for not being hard enough on the corporate douchebags you live to defend. I don't want to be on your team. Pick another kid. So I stand by my words, but there is another side to the story, and that is that every time Obama tries to take on a progressive cause, there's a major political party standing in his way. The Democrats. People talk a lot about a third political party in America. We don't need a third party. We need a first party. This is because we don't have a left and a right party in this country anymore. We have a center-right party and a crazy party. Over the last 30-odd years, Democrats have moved to the right, and the right has moved into a mental hospital. So what we have is one perfectly good party for hedge fund managers, credit card companies, banks, defense contractors, big agriculture, and the pharmaceutical lobby. That would be the Democrats. And they sit across the aisle from a small group of religious lunatics, flat earthers, and Civil War reenactors who mostly communicate by AM radio and call themselves the Republicans, and who actually worry that Obama is a socialist. Socialist? He's not even a liberal. I know he's not, because he's on TV. And while I see Democrats on TV, I don't see actual liberals. And if occasionally you do get to hear Ralph Nader or Noam Chomsky or Denis Kucinich, they're treated like buffoons. Okay, these are not three of the world's most charismatic men, but then nobody's ever going to confuse Newt Gingrich for Zac Efron, and I have to look at his fat face on TV more often than that free credit report song. Shouldn't there be one party that unambiguously supports cutting the military budget? A party that is straight up in favor of gun control, gay marriage, higher taxes on the rich, universal health care, legalizing pot, and steep, direct taxing of polluters? These aren't radical ideas. A majority of Americans are either already for them or would be if they were properly argued and defended. And what we need is an actual progressive party to represent the millions of Americans who aren't being served by the Democrats. Because bottom line, Democrats are the new Republicans. It's like when some Chinese company buys the name of a great old American brand and slaps it on some cheap crap. You buy it out of reflex, and it's only later that you think, wow, I didn't even know Woolworths made dildos. Lamey Poehler. New rule, if the guy who makes up the poll questions at CNN doesn't want to do it anymore, he should just quit. This is an actual recent poll question. Would you like to live on the moon? And the shocking results? No, as it turns out, we would not like to live on the moon. This is the cable news equivalent of being in a dead-end relationship with an idiot. What are you thinking? I don't know, honey. I guess I was just wondering how many Americans would like to live on the moon. LaToya story. New rule, the Jacksons must trot out at least one family member who doesn't make us all ask, what went on in that house? Leaky condiment. New rule, someone has to make a mustard container that doesn't squirt out yellow water before it gets to the actual mustard. I get all excited for lunch and then Grey Poupon pees on my sandwich. I suppose I could shake the bottle first, but fuck you, I'm an American consumer. Not only should your mustard be pre-blended to my specifications, it should also whiten my teeth. Letter rip. New rule, you don't need a paper shredder. I've seen your mail. It's not that interesting. What are you worried about, that the magazine from the auto club might fall into the wrong hands? I hate to break it to you, 007, but the Victoria's Secret catalog isn't actually a secret. Lid vicious. New rule, you don't have to put the cap back on the bottled water between every sip. It's water, not a genie. Man has been drinking water out of uncovered open-mouth containers successfully for thousands of years. They're called cups. Light my ire. New rule, bring back lamps where the switch is on the actual lamp and not 3 feet down the cord. How come we used to be able to make lamps with an on-off switch where you'd naturally look for it? You know, on the part I like to call the lamp. But now it's on the cord. Did we lose the technology? I'm going to fight this. I'm going to bring back the lamp with the switch where it belongs, or my name isn't Andy Rooney. Lilo and Scotch. New rule, now that I've collected all 4 mugshots of Lindsay Lohan, someone has to tell me how I get my free drink at Skybar. Liquor ass. New rule, we can't have Andy Dick and also sell whiskey in a can. Yes, there's a new offering from Scottish Spirits, 8 shots of whiskey straight up in a can. Or as they call it in Ireland, a cool one. Look, it won't be long before some rich fraternity asshole is shotgunning this thing, crushing it against his forehead, and then collapsing and dying. So on second thought, new rule. The whiskey can is cool with me. Loser friendly. New rule. Apple's next device must be a computer that you control with your tongue. Thanks for eliminating the keyboard and the mouse, but pointing and pushing at things already seems too complicated and tiring. We're Americans, and until you free our hands from the computer entirely, we can never attain our ultimate goal. Web surfing while eating and masturbating. Lust desserts. New rule, women have to stop having food orgasms. I've heard many women ask, why don't they make a Viagra for women? They do. It's called an M&M. There's nothing more humiliating than being in bed with a woman and she calls out another man's name, and it's Willy Wonka. M. Morning in America. New rule. All the good news stories have to stop breaking while I'm on vacation. I go away for a mere 3 weeks to work with my charity, Hot Tubs Without Borders, and Carl Malden dies. But also Michael Jackson, the most famous white lady to die since Princess Diana. And one question gnawed at me the whole time. Why? Why did America lose its collective shit over Michael Jackson? And then, like Michael's father Joe, it hit me. Michael Jackson is America. We love him so much because he reflects our nation perfectly. Fragile, overindulgent, childish, in debt, on drugs, and over the hill. Now let me state, I don't wish my country was all of these bad things. I just don't want to be like one of those people Michael Jackson had around him, the ones who just tell you you're great and that your destructive behavior is totally normal, and they give you whatever you want. You know, doctors. So let's go down the list and see if I'm crazy or if indeed America is unfortunately all the things that Michael Jackson was. Is America fragile? Well, what do you think would happen if there was another terrorist attack here? We'd repeal the rest of the Bill of Rights, forget about health care, elect Toby Keith president, and fire me. Are we fragile? The stock ticker in Times Square yesterday said, "What the fuck are you looking at?" Overindulgent. I defy anyone to watch 10 minutes of My Super Sweet 16 on MTV and not want to strap on a vest and blow up that little snot's birthday party. Did you know that a third of children in America are overweight? Michael Jackson didn't have a heart attack. His playdate rolled over on him. Childish. Well, we think Harry Potter is literature and Batman movies are profound meditations on the human condition. Our morning coffee has become a milkshake with whipped cream, and 64% of the population believed Noah's Ark actually happened. And what could be more childish than what our news media chooses to cover? My God, since the Michael Jackson thing happened, I have no idea what's going on with John and Kate. In debt. Please. This week the deficit. That's just what we run up in a year. Went over $1 trillion. To give you an idea how much that is, take what your home is now worth and add $1 trillion. On drugs. If you don't think America's got a drug problem, you must be high. Children are on Prozac, athletes are on steroids. The pharmaceutical industry sold $291 billion worth of pills last year, and that's not counting the potheads and the drinkers. Yes, America is on drugs. And by the way, people also do just as much coke as they ever did. They just don't share it anymore. And finally, is America over the hill? I don't know. I hope not. But Monday is the 40th anniversary of Neil Armstrong's first setting foot on the moon, and I can't think of any ambitious goal we've reached since then. It's sad when your peak was a moonwalk that occurred decades ago. So America faces a choice. We can go the Michael route and keep living on debt and the world's affection for our early work, or we can get our shit together like Britney Spears, put on our circus costume, and go out there and show the world we can still bring it. Macintosh. New rule, newscasters must stop telling me to go to your website for more on the story. We're both here now. Why don't you just tell me the whole story? You tease. How would you like it if I climaxed first and said, for more on your orgasm, go to that contraption in your panty drawer. Malodrama. New rule, someone must x-ray my stomach to see if the peeps I ate on Easter are still in there, intact and completely undigested. And I'm not talking about Sunday. I'm talking about the last time I celebrated Easter in 1962. MD promises. New rule, sometimes it's better to just stay sick. Doctors say they can cure some intestinal diseases by inserting a healthy person's feces up your butt, or as John Travolta calls it, dating. The only thing that's worse than the procedure is asking someone to donate. How do you bring that up on a golf course? Hey, remember that time I loaned you $100? Meh at work. New rule, when I see one of those road signs for the Recovery Act, I should also see people in hard hats building shit. Dig a hole and fill it up with dead bodies. I don't care. I'm just getting tired of passing these randomly placed signs while the gaping potholes shake the fillings out of my skull. It's this kind of crap that makes me want to join the Tea Party. Then I remember I have a high school diploma, a functioning penis, and a black friend. Mexicant. New rule, if Latino immigrants want to be taken seriously, they have to stop wearing the giant hats. The civil rights marchers in the 50s didn't dress like buckwheat and carry watermelons. You're a proud immigrant demanding his rights, not the Frito Bandito. Mexico shitty. New rule, Mexico is closed until further notice. I don't want to say that that country is too dangerous, but the new warning to travelers is, don't drink the water, use it to clean your stab wounds. Even Mexicans are frightened of Mexico. At last week's sex show in Tijuana, the girl asked the donkey to just hold her. Miley High. New rule, Miley Cyrus must stop wasting our time and just skip to the part where she gets pregnant, loses the baby weight, finds Jesus, gains it all back, switches to Christian rock, goes into rehab, marries her driver, plays Rizzo in Grease, and takes her shirt off in the reboot of Leprechaun. Leprechaun 2031, the terror of the trailer park. Mock blocker. New rule, you can't use sarcasm about people who think you're an idiot if you're an idiot. This week, Britney Spears went on a sarcastic screed about people who think she needs help. Then her dress fell off, she carved a swastika into her forehead, and ran over her tits with a car. Which raises a question that's been bothering me for some time. Can you unmasturbate to someone? Moshwit. New rule, TV networks must combine all of their cooking contests, dieting shows, and talent competitions into one huge reality show that people would truly want to see. Binge Purge Dance. Morning Wood. New rule, someone needs to explain to the 18-year-old Russian girl who's dating Ron Wood that he's not Mick Jagger. It's an honest mistake, Ekaterina Ivanova, and you're not the first part-time model from Moscow to make it. If you girls would just buy the CDs instead of downloading them illegally, you'd know what the Rolling Stones looked like. Mozzarella. New rule, pizza joints must stop hanging pictures of Z-level celebrities on their walls. It doesn't impress me that 12 years ago, 21 Jump Street's Richard Grieco stopped in for a slice, especially since he's working here now. My Favorite Martin. New rule, someone has to decide whether it's okay to say Happy Martin Luther King Day. Is it a somber remembrance or an excuse to take the day off and get hammered, like Memorial Day? And let me remind those who fought it that MLK Day is a real holiday and not just something black people made up. That's Kwanzaa. False Prophet, July 24th, 2009. New rule, not everything in America has to make a profit. If conservatives get to call universal health care socialized medicine, I get to call private for-profit health care soulless vampire bastards making money off human pain. Now, I know what you're thinking, but Bill, the profit motive is what sustains capitalism. Yes, and our sex drive is what sustains the human species, but we don't try to fuck everything. It wasn't that long ago that when a kid in America broke his leg, his parents took him to the local Catholic hospital, the nun stuck a thermometer in his ass, the doctor slapped some plaster on his ankle, and you were done. The bill was $1.50, plus you got to keep the thermometer. But like everything else that's good and noble in life, some bean counter decided that hospitals could be big business. So now they're not hospitals anymore. They're Jiffy Lubes with bedpans. The more people who get sick and stay sick, the higher their profit margins, which is why they're always pushing the jello. Did you know that the United States is ranked 50th in the world in life expectancy? And the 49 loser countries where they live longer than us? Oh, it's hardly worth it. They may live longer, but they live shackled to the tyranny of non-profit healthcare. Here in America, you're not coughing up blood, little Billy. You're coughing up freedom. The problem with President Obama's healthcare plan isn't socialism. It's capitalism. When did the profit motive become the only reason to do anything? When did that become the new patriotism? Ask not what you could do for your country. Ask what's in it for Blue Cross Blue Shield. And it's not just medicine. Prisons also used to be a non-profit business, and for good reason. Who the hell wants to own a prison? By definition, you're going to have trouble with the tenants. It's not a coincidence that we outsourced running prisons to private corporations, and then the number of prisoners in America skyrocketed. There used to be some things we just didn't do for money. Did you know, for example, there was a time when being called a war profiteer was a bad thing? FDR said he didn't want World War II to create one millionaire, but I'm guessing Iraq has made more than a few executives at Halliburton into millionaires. Halliburton sold soldiers soda for $7.50 a can. They were honoring 9/11 by charging like 7-Eleven, which is wrong. We're Americans. We don't fight wars for money. We fight them for oil. And my final example of the profit motive screwing something up that used to be good when it was non-profit? TV news. I heard all the anchors this week talk about how much better the news coverage was back in Cronkite's day, and I thought, gee, if only you were in a position to do something about that. N. Nag the dog. New rule, if you're one of the 1 in 3 married women who say your pet is a better listener than your husband, you talk too much. And I have some bad news for you. Your dog's not listening either. He's waiting for food to fall out of your mouth. Nap Tuck. New rule, we don't need a picture book about plastic surgery. My Beautiful Mommy is the new book written to prepare kids for that magical day when Mommy comes home from the doctor and they don't recognize her. Which is when Mommy should explain to the kids that after giving birth to them and nursing them, her mommy parts needed a little sprucing up. And since it's their fault, it's coming out of their college fund. Nay means no. New rule, if you get busted for having sex with a horse, and then a year and a half later you decide, you know what, I'd like to have sex with a horse again, pick a different horse. Play the field. Literally. All I'm saying is there are plenty of fish in the sea. Not to give you any ideas. Nom de guerre. New rule, the Pentagon has to stop naming military operations. Libya is Operation Odyssey Dawn. What does that mean? Why name these things in the first place? It's teenage bravado, like giving a nickname to your penis. Although, ironically, the nickname for my penis is Operation Odyssey Dawn. Notes on a sandal. New rule, stop wearing plastic shoes. A year ago, only preschoolers and mental patients wore these, but now grown-ups all over America have gone croc crazy, the latest step in our unending quest to dress as casually as humanly possible. I used to wear flip-flops, but they're a little dressy. I want clothing I can actually hose down. Admit it, we're a nation of slobs who will not be happy until we can go to the mall in a diaper. Nothing but nyet. New rule, while you're telling me how your March Madness bracket is doing, you must also fill me in on your vacation and show me pictures of your kids. That way I can not give a shit all at once. Noise in the hood. New rule, garbage trucks get to back up without beeping. I'm trying to sleep. You're a giant, churning, groaning behemoth, and when you go backwards, it's at 1 mile per hour while making the sound of Fran Drescher with her hand caught in the blender. If there's anyone out there who can manage to get run over under these conditions, well, you won't just be letting me sleep. You'll be improving the species. Nurse Tacky. New rule, and I shouldn't have to say this, but no, God does not want you to breastfeed your co-workers. A new fatwa in Saudi Arabia declares that women should breastfeed their male colleagues and acquaintances in order to establish maternal relations and thus preclude the possibility of sexual contact. Because really, nothing says let's just be friends like putting someone's titty in your mouth. Nursery crime. New rule, if you get to bring your baby to work, I get to bring a Mexican mariachi band. The only difference? For $20, I can get the mariachi band to go annoy somebody else. Grand Canyon, July 31st, 2009. New rule, never underestimate the ability of a tiny fringe group of losers to ruin everything. For the past couple of weeks, we've all been laughing heartily at the wacky antics of the birthers, the far-right goofballs who claim Obama wasn't really born in Hawaii and therefore the job of president goes to the runner-up, Miss California Carrie Prejean. And there's nothing you can do to convince these people. You could hand them in person the original birth certificate with the placenta, and have a video of Obama emerging from the womb with Don Ho singing in the background, and they still wouldn't believe it. Hey, birthers, want to hear my theory? My theory is Obama was born in America, and you were born with the umbilical cord wrapped around your neck. I don't know what his mother was doing when she was pregnant, but I'm pretty sure yours was drinking. Oh, I kid the birthers, and actually there is one thing that makes me think they could be right. We're Americans. Of course we're going to hire an illegal alien to clean up. I'm joking, of course, and laughing it off has also been the reaction from Democratic leaders so far, proving that Democrats never learn. In America, if you don't immediately kill errant bullshit, no matter how ridiculous, it can grow and thrive and eventually take over, like crabgrass or Cirque du Soleil. This might be a deluded, time-wasting right-wing obsession, but so was Whitewater, and look where that ended up. Liberals said, oh, what are they going to do, keep expanding the case until they impeach the president over a blowjob? I'm telling you, in America, there is no idea so patently absurd that it can't catch on. For example, have you ever met a Mormon? More recently, we had the Swiftboat allegations against John Kerry, making him, a genuine war hero, into a coward in a race against a guy who never left Texas. This was so stupid that Kerry refused to even discuss it. And we all know how well that worked out. You may ask, how does something as inane as white water or swift boats or the birther phenomenon gain traction? I'll tell you how. The same way the story about Elton John almost dying from ingesting too much of Rod Stewart's sperm gained traction in my high school, dummies talking to other dummies. It's just easier now because of the internet and because our mainstream media does such a lousy job of speaking truth to stupid. Lou Dobbs said recently, people are asking a lot of questions about the birth certificate. Yes, the same people who want to know where the sun goes at night and where to put the stamp on their email. And Lou, you're their new king. That's why it's so important that we, the few, the proud, the reality-based, attack this stuff before it has a chance to fester and spread. It's not a case of Democrats versus Republicans. It's sentient beings versus the lizard people, and it is to them I offer this deal. I'll show you President Obama's birth certificate when you show me Sarah Palin's high school diploma. Oh. Obtuse angle. New rule, someone has to explain to me the difference between video fishing and just sitting on the couch drinking beer. October surmise. New rule, designers of women's Halloween costumes must admit that they're not even trying. They just choose a random profession like a nurse or referee and put the word sexy in front of it, thereby perpetuating the idea of Halloween as a day when normally shy women release their inner slut and parade around like vixens, and I just completely forgot what I was complaining about. C to Shining C minus, August 7th, 2009. New rule, just because a country elects a smart president doesn't make it a smart country. A couple of weeks ago, I was asked on CNN if I thought Sarah Palin could get elected president, and I said I hope not, but I wouldn't put anything past this stupid country. Well, the station was flooded with emails, and the twits hit the fan. And you could tell that these people were really mad because they wrote entirely in capital letters. Worst of all, Bill O'Reilly refuted my contention that this is a stupid country by calling me a pinhead, which A, proves my point, and B, is really funny coming from a duty face like him. Now, before I go about demonstrating how sadly easy it is to prove the dumbness that's dragging us down, let me just say that ignorance has life and death consequences. On the eve of the Iraq War, 70% of Americans thought Saddam Hussein was personally involved in 9/11. 6 years later, 34% still do. Or look at the healthcare debate going on now. At a recent town hall meeting in South Carolina, a man stood up and told the congressman, "To keep your government hands off my Medicare," which is kind of like driving cross-country to protest highways. This country is like a college chick after two Long Island iced teas. We can be talked into anything like wars, and we can be talked out of anything like health care. We should forget the town halls and replace them with study halls. Listen to some of these stats. A majority of Americans cannot name a single branch of government or explain what the Bill of Rights is. 24% could not name the country America fought in the Revolutionary War. More than two-thirds of Americans don't know what's in Roe versus Wade. Two-thirds don't know what the Food and Drug Administration does. Some of this stuff you should be able to pick up simply by being alive. You know, like the way the Slumdog Kid knew about cricket. Not here. Nearly half of Americans don't know that states have two senators, and more than half can't name their congressmen. And among Republican governors, only three got their wives' name right on the first try. People bitch and moan about taxes and spending, but they have no idea what their government spends money on. The average voter thinks foreign aid consumes 24% of our federal budget. It's actually less than 1%. A third of Republicans believe Obama is not a citizen, and a third of Democrats believe that George Bush had prior knowledge of the 9/11 attacks, which is an absurd sentence because it contains the words Bush and knowledge. Sarah Palin says she would never apologize for America, even though a Gallup poll says 18% of us think the sun revolves around the earth. No, they're not stupid. They're interplanetary mavericks. And I haven't even brought up religion. But here's one fun fact I'll leave you with. Did you know only about half of Americans are aware that Judaism is an older religion than Christianity? That's right, half of America looks at books called the Old Testament and the New Testament and cannot figure out which one came first. I rest my case. Off-track bedding. New rule, stop putting all those pillows on the bed. Attention, interior designers, hotel maids, and real housewives of New Jersey. It's a bed, not an obstacle course. I'm sorry, baby, I'd like to make sweet love to you all night long, but by the time I get all the crap off your bed, I'm exhausted. A bed only needs two pillows, one to put my head on, and one to cuddle with and pretend it's Robert Pattinson. Oh, no, you didn't. New rule, Yoko Ono has to stop saying, it's what John would have wanted. Really? He would have wanted his songs interpreted by Russian gymnasts at the Mirage Casino? He would have wanted a John Lennon action figure? I think I know what John Lennon would have wanted. A divorce and Lucy Liu. Orbituary. New rule, since our new national position on science is screw it, we prefer witchcraft, let's not just retire the space shuttle Atlantis, let's drive it to one of the five stupidest states and have the locals beat it with sticks. Putting it in a museum is too dangerous. Someone could steal it, fly it into space, and notice we revolve around the sun. Ottoman Empire. New rule, stop leaving couches on the sidewalk. Besides being lazy and ugly, it's animal cruelty. You teach your dog not to pee on the couch, and then when you take him to the place he's supposed to pee, there's a couch. Yes, we canned. September 11th, 2009. New rule, Democrats must get in touch with their inner asshole. I refer to the case of Van Jones, who was the man the Obama administration hired to find jobs for Americans in the new green industries. Seems like a smart thing to do in a recession, but Van Jones got fired because he got caught on tape saying the Republicans are assholes. And they call it news. Now, I know that right now I'm supposed to be all re-injected with Yes We Can fever after the big healthcare speech, and it was a great speech. When Black Elvis gets jiggy with his teleprompter, there is none better. But here's the thing. Muhammad Ali also had a way with words, but it helped enormously that he could also punch guys in the face. It bothers me that Obama didn't say a word in defense of Jones and basically fired him when Glenn Beck told him to. Just like we dropped end-of-life counseling from healthcare reform because Sarah Palin said it meant death panels on her Facebook page. Crazy morons make up things for Obama to do, and he does it. Same thing with the speech to schools this week, where the president attempted to merely tell children to work hard and wash their hands, and Cracker Nation reacted as if he was trying to hire the Black Panthers to hand out grenades in homeroom. Of course the White House immediately capitulated. No students will be forced to view the speech, a White House spokesperson assured a panicked nation. Isn't that like admitting that the president might be doing something unseemly? What a bunch of cowards. If the White House had any balls, they'd say, he's giving a speech on the importance of staying in school, and if you jackasses don't show it to every damn kid, we're cutting off your federal education funding tomorrow. The Democrats just never learn. Americans don't really care which side of an issue you're on, as long as you don't act like pussies. When Van Jones called the Republicans assholes, he was paying them a compliment. He was talking about how they can get things done even when they're in the minority, as opposed to the Democrats, who can't seem to get anything done even when they control both houses of Congress, the presidency, and Bruce Springsteen. I love Obama's civility, his desire to work with his enemies. It's positively Christ-like. In college, he was probably the guy at the dorm parties who made sure the stoners shared their pot with the jocks. But we don't need that guy now. We need an asshole. Mr. President, there are some people who are never going to like you. That's why they voted for the old guy and Carrie's mom. You're not going to win them over. Stand up for the 70% of Americans who aren't crazy. And speaking of that 70%, when are we going to actually show up in all this? Tomorrow, Glenn Beck's army of zombie retirees are descending on Washington. It's the Million Moron March. Although they won't get a million, of course, because many will be confused and drive to Washington State. But they will make news, because people who take to the streets always do. They're at the town hall screaming at the congressman. We're on the couch screaming at the TV. Especially in this age of Twitters and blogs and Snuggies, It's a statement just to leave the house. But leave the house we must, because this is our last best shot for a long time to get the sort of serious health care reform that would make the United States the envy of several African nations. P. Pantheism. Newell, there's only one thing to say about the Christian Film and Television Committee giving me the Bigoted Bile Award and naming Religious the number one most unbearable movie of 2008. Thank you! You hate me! You really hate me! Pants, Pants Revolution. Newell, just because I'm in my underwear doesn't mean I'm parading around. Why is it women always accuse men in their boxers of parading around in their underwear? There is no parade. I just happen to not be wearing pants. And if that bothers you so much, maybe you should get off and wait for the next elevator. Pap Sneer. Newell, after all the hype for Toy Story 3, it must give me an actual Buzz and an actual Woody. Papal Tiger. Newell, let the Pope be Pope. An animal rights group in Italy has asked Pope Benedict to give up his fur-trimmed cape and hat, to which the Pope replied, "Don't be hating on my cape, bitch." Sorry, but popes are the original divas. They invented bling. They've been wearing outlandish outfits for 1,000 years, almost as long as Elton John. The clothes, the jewels, the fancy palace, those aren't just symbols of the papacy. They are the papacy. The day the Pope shows up on the balcony in a pair of jeans and a polo shirt is the day a billion Catholics go, "What the hell were we thinking?" Parish is burning. New rule, if churches don't have to pay taxes, they also can't call the fire department when they catch on fire. Sorry, Reverend, that's one of those services that goes along with paying in. I'll use the fire department I pay for. You can pray for rain. Parish the thought. New rule, stop giving churches names like Ecclesia. Ecclesia doesn't sound like a church. It sounds like a tranquilizer for mental cases. On second thought, all churches should be named Ecclesia. Particle board. New rule, instead of using their $10 billion atom-smashing Large Hadron Collider to recreate the Big Bang by melting atom parts in temperatures 1,000,000 times hotter than the sun, scientists should not do that. I'm just saying it sounds dangerous. I'm as interested as the next guy in determining the origin of matter, but first, couldn't we solve some simpler mystery like, why smoke detector batteries always die at 4 a.m.? Patience zero. New rule, you can't force the ATM machine to do something it doesn't want to do. Excuse me, lady in front of me at the Citibank ATM, but you've been standing there punching buttons for 10 minutes. What are you trying to do, write a novel on it? You hear those beeping noises? That's the ATM saying, "Stop it, you're hurting me." A chicken would have gotten $40 out of that thing by now just by pecking the buttons randomly. Patient zeros. New rule, you don't need to tell me when any of the following people check into a hospital. I'll just go ahead and assume maybe they're there already. Lindsay Lohan, David Hasselhoff, Kiefer Sutherland, Nick Nolte, Whitney Houston, Margot Kidder, the Kennedys, Tom Sizemore, Charlie Sheen, whoever's dating Charlie Sheen, and a guy from the Jackass movies who went swimming with sharks with shark bait on his dick. PDA holes. New rule, couples who make out in public must bring a bucket along for me to throw up in. I didn't come all the way to Applebee's to be sickened by your dry humping. I came all the way to Applebee's to be sickened by the food. Peanuts envy. New rule, I don't need a bigger mega M&M. If I'm extra hungry for M&Ms, I'll go nuts and eat two. Peel time. New rule, take the stupid coexist bumper sticker off your car. Oh, if only there were a place where Muslims, Christians, and Jews could live together in peace. Actually, there is. It's called Los Angeles, and you're driving through it. Try putting that sticker on your rental car in Jordan and see how far you get before your Prius blows up. Petition impossible. New rule, activists have to stop preying on my liberal sympathies outside of Whole Foods. I know my signature is vital to the anti-war movement, clean needle programs, music in schools, a free Tibet, and the fight against autism in gay polar bears, but I just need some hummus and a can of pinto beans for $37. Physical education. New rule, if you're going to have sex with your students, You have to let them up for air. A teacher in Delaware allegedly had sex with her 13-year-old student 28 times in 1 week. Oh, to be young again. I'm getting dehydrated just thinking about it. Jesus Christ, lady, what do you teach, Spanish Fly? And son, if you're out there, Larry Flint asked me to pass along this message. When you turn 18, you've got yourself a job. Pill Mar. New rule, stop pretending that drugs have an expiration date. So what if the Tylenol expired last year? It's acetaminophen, not egg salad. Besides, the other day I found some mushrooms in a jacket I haven't worn since 1986, and they work just fine. Pinheads. New rule, if bowling passes for high school athletics, then maybe it's time for a draft. That's right, bowling, an activity that requires rolling a ball without spilling your beer, is America's fastest-growing high school sport. Congratulations, Tad, you just lettered in fucking off. On the upside, there's nothing like polyester pants and a Banlon shirt to help a guy honor his abstinence pledge. Play-Doh. New rule, don't let the guy who wrote Glengarry Glen Ross remake the Diary of Anne Frank. David Mamet is writing Anne Frank. He's a great playwright, but I don't need to hear Anne tell her mother, "Fuck you, I'm staying in this attic, you fucking fuck." Although Pacino could play the hell out of that part. Porky Dig. New rule, Canadian bacon isn't bacon. It's ham. In addition, stop letting fifth grade boys name hot sauces. Is it possible that I might be able to enjoy a touch of habanero without having to read about ass rape, the devil, or death? I'm flavoring my soup, not camping out for tickets to Ozfest. Porno for Lilos. New rule, Lindsay Lohan and Charlie Sheen must make a sex tape. Sure, it'll consist of 4 hours of hard boozing, an unsuccessful attempt to get it on, and the two of them passing out until Charlie gets up at 4 a.m. to piss in the closet. I don't want to say we're watching two lives spin out of control, but today, a train wreck stopped to watch them. Postpartum obsession. New rule, when I ask how old your toddler is, I don't need to know in months. 27 months. He's 2, will do just fine. He's not a cheese. And I didn't care in the first place. Pro-Bush. New rule. You're not posing nude unless I can see your genitals. A peek at Scarlett Johansson's rump isn't good enough, especially when I've had Jake Gyllenhaal's ass in my face twice this year, which is weird because I haven't seen Jarhead or Brokeback Mountain. Rover Raided. September 25th, 2009. New rule, if America can't get off its back and get something done, it must lose the bald eagle as our symbol and replace it with the YouTube video of the puppy that can't get up. As long as we're pathetic, we might as well act like it's cute. And I'm sorry, we are pathetic, inert and lethargic, unable to end bad things like wars, farm subsidies, our oil addiction, 60,000 troops still in Germany, the drug war, useless weapons programs, and unable to initiate anything good. And even when we do address a problem, the plan is always half-assed and it can never start until years later. Like the climate change bill in Congress now. It mandates a whopping 17% cut in the greenhouse gas emissions that are killing us by 2020. Who's in charge of this program, FEMA? No, really, fellas, don't rush. Only the whole western half of the United States has been on fire for a month. We might pass new mileage standards, but even if we do, they wouldn't start until 2016. In that year, our cars of the future will glide along while achieving a breathtaking 35 miles per gallon. My goodness, is that even humanly possible? Oh, you socialist dreamer. What do we want? A small improvement. When do we want it? 2016. When it's something for us personally, like a laxative. It has to start working now. My TV remote has a button on it called On Demand. You get your ass on my TV screen right now, SpongeBob, and make me laugh now. But with big, important things, we're that puppy. The president has said about healthcare, if we were starting from scratch, then a single-payer system would probably make sense. So, let's start from scratch. Instead, we have a crappy lobbyist-written blowjob to corporate America bill, and even if it passes, it doesn't kick in until 2013, during which time close to 200,000 people will die because they're not covered, and 3 million will go bankrupt from hospital bills. I have a pretty good idea of the Republican plan for the next 3 years. Don't let Obama do anything. What kills me? Apparently, that's the Democrats' plan, too. We weren't always like this. In 1965, President Johnson signed Medicare into law, and 11 months later, seniors were receiving benefits. In World War II, FDR converted car companies to making tanks and planes virtually overnight. In 1 8-year period, America went from JFK's ridiculous dream of landing on the moon to landing a man on the moon. This generation has had 8 years just to build something at ground zero, an office building, a museum, a Pinkberry. I don't care anymore. America, home of the Freedom Pit, which ironically is spitting distance from Wall Street, where they knock down buildings a different way, through foreclosure. That's the ultimate sign of our lethargy. Millions thrown out of their homes, tossed out of work, lost their life savings, and they just take it. 30% interest on credit cards? Are you kidding me? It's a good thing for the banks. The Supreme Court legalized sodomy. I still like the president. I can't help but like the president. But what happened to change? And when did the fierce urgency of now become, your call is important to us, please continue to hold? Prognostic hater. New rule, Americans must choose. Either they believe in science or they believe in Punxsutawney Phil. You don't believe in evolution or global warming? In that case, you have to base every decision in your life on a rodent coming out of a hole and seeing its shadow. Should I get that lump in my testicle looked at? Punxsutawney Phil says no. Project Safeway. New rule, the outside world is not your house. Is it me or will people wear just about anything to the supermarket? You hear that announcement over the PA. Clean up in aisle 7. They're talking to you. It's heartwarming that you held on to those comfy gym shorts from high school, but I can see your balls. Which reminds me, I'm out of Kiwis. Proppycock. New rule, next year someone has to put an initiative on the ballot that bans all ballot initiatives. Can you follow these things? Vote yes to say no to the people who support the opponents of Prop 13 by voting no on Prop 11, which says yes to energy independence and not no to our teachers and firefighters. Pubic's tube. New rule, you're not allowed to come up with a device that allows women to pee standing up. But they did, and it's called the Go Girl. The manufacturers say it's much more sanitary than sitting on a public toilet seat, unless you consider the fact that you're walking around with a piss-soaked funnel. Pumping Ironer. New rule, California Republicans shouldn't be mad at Arnold for betraying family values by screwing the maid. They should be mad because he's from Austria and he was making an anchor baby. I'm not sure what an Austrian-Mexican fifth grader would sound like, but I think I talked to one when I called AT&T to change my cell phone plan. Pumpy Love. New rule, if your blood flow is such that you have to choose between maintaining an erection or your heartbeat, it's time to take off the snuggie. A new study finds men who sit around and don't exercise are much more likely to have a heart attack during sex. And the heart attack, it turns out, doesn't come from the exertion, but from the surprise that anyone is willing to have sex with you. Puppy love. New rule, screwing the pooch is just an expression. A Washington State woman told police she looked out on her back porch to find her husband going at it with the family pit bull. Ooh, that's got to be a blow to a woman's ego. My wife, the dog. Here, girl. When will men get it through their heads? Not everyone you buy dinner for has to put out. Just Screw It, February 26, 2010. New rule, stop saying sex addict like it's a bad thing. In the wake of Tiger Woods' heartfelt apology that he gave to his fans, his friends, his foundation, and, just to be safe, Elizabeth Edwards, the media has been interviewing sex addicts. On CNN, one addict said, "The day Mount St. Helens blew up, everyone was talking about it, but I didn't even know it happened because I was having sex all that day." Oh, the humanity. Please get this man some professional help soon before he has a hot three-way and completely misses a tornado. Now, I haven't commented on Tiger Woods much because, well, he's just a golfer and it took me this long to give a shit. But all this talk about sex addiction now. Please, sex addiction is just something Dr. Drew made up because he had no other way to explain Andy Dick. And that's just not me saying that. It's also the American Psychiatric Association.